Feeling a little
worried.
Okay, isn't that a natural thing, though?
Yes, ma'am. We've
all been through that, haven't we?
Yes, ma'am.
Might you ever say, besides worried, might you say that you felt a little
satisfied.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark because I'm what?
I'm scared.
All right. Now, we would say of someone still being afraid in the dark, you might say, she isn't afraid or scared now, but she
will be later.
All right. Now, let's talk about the fact that she already has been, and we'd say, but she, there was a time when she was. Now, how would you say that?
She used to be.
Okay. Now, this is someone who is not afraid. You say, I don't understand why she's afraid now. She didn't.
Used to be.
What would be somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked? You'd say, he's mighty.
Careless.
All right. In a way, he's almost careless if he leaves it with the door locked today,
that's right,
isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Doesn't seem to make any difference.
No.
All right, now, in other words, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she surely acts. Now, this is for something when she acts very strange.
Funny.
Okay.
Acts funny.
Is there any other word you might use for that?
Act silly.
Okay. Have you ever used a word that begins with Q?
Queer.
Okay. Does that word mean anything else to you today? Queer. Does it have any other meaning to you than strange or silly or funny? Don't hesitate to tell me if it does. That's what I need to know. You ever hear it used?
Yeah, my mother uses boys, what do they call them, boys? Queers? Or?
All right, what do you mean? The boys that like?
Boys.
Okay, and they are, you've heard them referred to as?
Queers.
All right, sure, okay. this is just between us girls, Lucille, so that's all right. And just the one other person, you don't know him and he doesn't know you, that's all right.
Yeah.
If somebody makes up his mind about something and nothing can make him change his mind, you say, don't be so
bold.
So what?
So bold.
Okay. Would that be the same as stubborn to you?
Yeah.
Bold.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever use stubborn or any other word?
Yeah.
You've used stubborn too?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have you ever used any other expressions for that same thing? And you're talking to maybe to one of your children. Now, why don't you do what I say? Now, don't be so...
How would that pookie act foolish?
Okay. All right. Someone that you can't joke with without his losing his temper, you say he's mighty... Or if it's somebody who loses his temper easily when the least little thing goes wrong, you'd say he certainly is.
Got a high temper.
All right. It's someone who is very irritable or easily offended. That is, his feelings get hurt easily. What might you say about him? My goodness, he's
so chicken.
Okay. All right. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
mad.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper, and you tell him now just
a minute.
Okay.